Welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of several books, including her latest, The Jesus Book. And I'm your host, Suzanne Maresca. Our very timely topic today is forgiveness, and who better to present a blueprint, as it were, for something vital to all of us on our evolutionary path to peace and unity. This is not only on a collective level because of all the miscreations being exposed. Forgiveness is a gift we can offer ourselves as well. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie. Our luscious host, good morning.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun.
Yeah, isn't it just?
It is. It's getting to be pretty fun for me. I am, it's all a matter of perception and clarity.
I think that what I'm seeing in people and you and I and everybody else listening is that clarity, that sense of clarity is really growing. And I think what's wonderful about it, I mean, in addition to keeping our sense of humor, is that it's clarity that isn't tinged by the old paradigm of judgment. Mm-hmm. But in terms of knowing what's going on, in terms of what Archangel Michael had talked about us, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, in terms of that knowing rather than the thinking or feeling or seeking information,
right. It's
just the clarity of being and being in discernment, of understanding what's going on and being okay with it.
Ah, absolutely. It's our responses to things in front of us that is really important right now. Keeping the vibe high, always.
I tell you, to quote one of my favorite radio commentators, trusting your ass off.
That's right. Trusting your ass off, that's right. Be in the moment and, it's true. And don't think too much. That's another instruction I've gotten. Don't think too much.
You know, we tend to. I think it's a part of the human condition or the human downfall is that we tend to think and overthink and then rethink and then go back. You know, we think and...
We make assumptions.
We make judgments. And then we think because we thought, we think we know. And we don't know.
We don't know. That's right. We don't know.
You know, increasingly, the council, when I'm doing work with other people, like today or individually, or just with myself especially, you know, I'll ask a question, and the answer increasingly is child, because, of course, Gabrielle is my go-to gal, you know, and you know how she can talk, and it's child, that... There are so many variables. There is so much information that your brain, your computer brain, wouldn't understand it even if we explained it. That the multitude of variables, the multitude of the backstory, as it were, is so big that it's beyond our comprehension. I mean, when you think of all the moving pieces in this unfoldment of the mother's plan, oh my gosh.
Oh, truly so. It's so much easier for me. It's actually a coping mechanism for me to say, okay, there's a lot I don't know and I don't need to know, and I'm just going to let go of needing to know because it's so much easier to just trust. So much easier. And it's worked out beautifully for me.
To trust and to focus on what it is that we're doing and what we're bringing into form, experience, expression, etc., because that's our job.
Yeah.
Yes, and of course, take action where it's necessary, but really focus on your piece.
Yes, and it is all about love, to keep the focus on love. And, you know, just for one example, it really has nothing to do with this. In my dietary journey here, am I thinking... Am I going to avoid having pizza, even though I really want pizza? Am I going to avoid it because I'm afraid that it's going to cause me great pain? Or am I not going to have it because I love myself and I'm not going to put that in my body anymore? It's the love thing. It's what I want.
It's the love thing, and I think actually that's a perfect segue. Now, if you did, go ahead and eat pizza.
Mm.
and it made you terribly sick, you would simply forgive yourself.
Yeah.
What's that expression? I would get up, shake myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again.
Right.
Because that's what we do. Sometimes we do misstep. Sometimes we do miscreate. Sometimes we do misunderstand. And you can't throw in the towel. You just keep going.
Yeah.
As long as you keep going in love.
Yeah. Do you know, we humans are just flipping amazing, actually. We do just keep going. We are so resilient. We just adjust to pretty much any circumstance ever. And of course, it is quite often to our own detriment. As children, we armor ourselves up to survive, and then later on, the armoring stays there. We have to do some work to get it off because, you know, it's not necessary anymore, but it also keeps out the love. And I'm rambling, so maybe you'd like to say something because I'm kind of lost.
I'll take a turn.
Yeah, you're good.
Well, Jesus came. Well, you know, Jesus is sort of ever present in my life these days.
Yeah.
Aren't I lucky?
Yes.
That, yes, I am. I am. And I'll tell you the background to what we're going to be doing today. This work on forgiveness is that I have a client friend, dear friend, actually. That's one of the most wonderful pieces of the work I do, is that most clients do end up being dear friends. Mm-hmm. But I have this friend that I've been working with really intensely over, I don't know, a number of months. And she said something in a conversation over this past weekend to me that I have heard so many times from other people, from her, from other people, particularly in the Core Issues class that we've done. Mm-hmm. And it was, I wish I could learn to forgive.
Oh.
And it was a counseling session. It was a discussion. So it wasn't like I was channeling. But as she said that, Jesus walked in, basically took over.
Uh-huh.
And what he was saying was fascinating. And it was fascinating to me. And I think it'll be fascinating to our listeners. Because what he said is, we don't have to ever. And I think this is part of the new paradigm, and it'll be interesting if the host asks a question about that.
Take note.
Yeah, right. But he was saying, learning to forgive isn't something you ever have to do. Is that forgiving, active verb, is part and parcel of who you are. It's part of your matrix. It's part of your soul design. It's part of your design of love. It's part of the alignment with divine heart, mind, and will. It's who you are. So forgiving, active, is not something that needs to be learned or turned on or sought. It's already there as an essential part of your beingness, just like breathing. Now, we know that the Divine Mother has told us that our very breath, and you and I, Susie, have talked about this, the in-breath, the out-breath, is part of her divine pattern. It's a replica of the pattern of her and pattern of creation. And he's saying forgiving is that essential part of being the love and loving and allowing yourself to be loved. So it's not something that we ever have to turn on or learn or activate.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, and I think, yes, he is saying problem, was that what's happened over time and because of the false grids, the false paradigms, you know, the the guilt, blame, shame, fault, that whole group of false grids, is that what people have come to associate forgiveness with or forgiving with is allowance and permission, which is erroneous, and punishment. So, for example, the example that he's using right now, because he's really in charge right here, is, for example, when someone goes to prison, you know, because they've committed some kind of what we've judged as a crime, they're only forgiven after they've completed their sentence. But that's not really forgiveness at all, because what you've done is you've judged them and you've applied this punishment. And so that has really nothing to do with forgiveness. And the same with, you know, this feeling like very often human beings tend to think, and again I'm emphasizing, he's emphasizing think, that if you're forgiven, that somehow you were given permission or allowance for that behavior, that action, whatever.
Right.
And that's not true either. It's not about condoning. It's really about simply being in that divine process where when you forgive, because we don't really need to forgive anything, when we forgive, what we're really doing is allowing that sense of divine forgiveness to simply flow through us. And it's always there, and it, as he's saying, it's always been there. And all we need to do is to access it on a deeper level. It's interesting, this morning as I was getting ready and I was in meditation, they strongly suggested that I go and I look at the 13 blessings and virtues that were instilled within us by the Council of Love when we very first did the 13th octave. And so everybody listening to this show has received these blessings. But one of the primary blessings that's actually given and held by Jesus and Jesus Ananda is compassion. So I went back and I looked up what compassion is. And compassion is the ability to love and serve without judgment, to be able to understand and heart feel another situation without entering or assuming that cloak, the understanding that another has a chosen path and that we can only offer assistance and love, tenderness. The colors are red and green. It's been a long time since I've had brought up this quote, but also what they are reminding me of even right now is an earlier discussion about compassion. And compassion is sometimes you understand and you have tenderness for what someone else is going through, but in no way do you ever assume their burden.
No.
You don't take it on. You don't assume it. You recognize that that's about them. That's about their journey, their path, and you let it go. I mean, compassion is really tied to that law of universal change, Nagmara so often has talked to us about. And it's a really, it's a bridge. It's almost like a bridge blessing and virtue, because it's something that allows change to take place. But when we're doing forgiving, it's really about us feeling better.
Yeah,
we
absolutely
forgive because it makes us feel better.
Well,
but it changes our feelings about a situation. Not that it necessarily changes the person who has been egregious. They may or may not, you know, receive the blessing, but it's about making ourselves feel better.
It is. It's a frequency thing, actually. Yeah, we hold on to things and even negative things because it could also represent a connection that we may feel we don't have enough of. sometimes we hold on to that. And it is all about, in my estimation, it is for us. Forgiveness is for us, because if you hold on to that, it's a lower frequency. And it's just this dreadful, dreadful energy that we have the power to let go of. You know, holding a grudge is an energy leak. Terrible.
It's a drain. And if we think about what Jesus is saying to us, that we're already in that forgiving process, that it's something that's as clear and as constant as our breath, then if we access that constantly, particularly in light of what's going on upon the planet, excuse me,
okay.
That in terms of what's going on upon the planet, if that flow of forgiveness and compassion is constant, then we don't need to engage in it.
Oh, not at all. Absolutely. Forgiveness and compassion do not mean you need to engage or be part of. You could just hold it at arm's length or whatever, but, you know, you don't hold that, like, anger, negativity in your heart. That's just gone.
You step back.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So further insights from Mr. Day or Mr. J or Mr. Y.
We're ready
for
Jesus,
I mean, he is. He's our master teacher, and he's our master of compassion. It's like,
mm-hmm.
So I think he can teach us a few things about forgiving.
I imagine so. All right, here we go.
Okay. So, let's begin by taking a nice deep breath of Jesus magenta. This is the soul color of our brother. It's that rich, rich wine color. Maroon. The color of fall chrysanthemums. Relax into the day. Relax into your body, your chair, the bed, your office seat, your car seat, wherever you are. And take one or both of your hands and put it across your heart chakra. And take that nice deep breath of claret, of wine, the richness of the grapes and fall, of garnet, and some amethyst. And feel your shoulders relaxing. Let go of all those burdens you've been carrying. Let go of the weight of the world. Let go of your to-do list, of what you think you may or may not have done, may or may not have accomplished, may or may not have misstepped on. Let go. Relax your jaw. Relax your hip. And go deeper into your heart. Into that beautiful, sacred heart of Jesus. And go down to the seat of your soul. To what you can think of as the tip of your Valentine heart. And feel your essence here. Feel the essence of who you are, of who you have been since time began. Breathe in that scent of grape juice and bring it into your heart. Deeper. Jesus is inviting you to feel the wellspring and the constant stream of forgiveness that flows through you. Feel coming down from the heart of Mother, Father, One, this stream of light, of liquid light, that is the most beautiful, clear magenta, that bluey red, deep, rich, coming down through the great central sun, down through your 16th chakra, the roof of your house or building, down through your soul star, your crown, down through your head and your throat, your high heart, into your heart, and let the stream continue. Simply dripping out, streaming out, flowing out of the bottom of your heart into your solar plexus and your tummy and your root, down your legs, onto Gaia, into Gaia. This stream of light directly from the heart of One. Feel it as if you have turned into this beautiful liquid light show, your arms, your legs, your organs, your skin, every fiber of your being, your bloodstream is turned into this beautiful magenta, this magenta of forgiving, because it's who you are. It's who you've always been. Down, right down through the carpet, the road, the gaseous layers to the heart of Gaia. And feel that compassion of Gaia. How she has always tended to us. Seldom interfering. Ever present. And feel that sense of the mother's compassion. And pull it up. Pull it up from the center of Gaia. Up through the earth, through the bottom of your feet, right up through your shins and your thighs, your hips, your rib cage, up through your shoulders, your skull. Let it go like Vesuvius. And now come back down to that seat of your soul, the bottom of your heart. And feel, know, sense, smell, perceive, however you do it. That sense of forgiving. That sense of who you are. The brilliance of your light. And your choice. Your alignment. Your decision. To be in that never-ending flow of divine forgiving. Greetings, I am Jesus.
Welcome.
And welcome to you. Welcome to all of you, my beloved friends, my beloved family. I come to you as Jesus, Jesus Sananda, Yeshua, prophet, Yeshi, brother. It matters not. My sweet friends, how you call me. As long as you call me. As I call you. And yes, as I have called this channel to talk about this issue, this question, this process, this constant process called forgiving. And we are using it as an action verb. And although I am speaking to you in English, it would apply equally in every language of every culture all over Gaia and far, far beyond. Your star brothers and sisters, the galaxies, the unseen forces, the company of heaven, the council of love, we are experts in forgiving. We are specialists in forgiving. And I do not mean that in the sense of hierarchy. Oh, I have an ache in my toe. I must go and see a specialist in toes. Oh, I have an ache in my heart. I must go see a cardiologist. That is not what I am talking about. All of us and all of you are specialists, experts, stellar champions of forgiving. You may have forgotten that. You may have gotten caught up in the ridiculous nature of the old paradigms of Earth, where even forgiving and forgiveness became controlled and regulated. Have you ever heard of anything so ridiculous? You know, you have gotten to the point, at least many of you, and those of you who listen this day have certainly gotten to the point, where if your parents told you who to love and who not to love, you would think it ridiculous. Now, as a young child, subtly and actually, many of you were told who to love and who not to love. But as you have been diligent, as you have practiced prudence and fortitude and joy and compassion, you have moved past that. And you had need to. Yes, there are those you love more dearly that you choose to be in sacred union with. But love is not something that is reserved or restricted. All are equally loved and cherished. Now in that, and I want to focus on each of you, how you feel, how you love, how you think. That does not mean that you love all the actions, behaviors, outcomes, motivations of everybody upon the planet. You love the divine essence of every being because you love and cherish not only yourself, but the Mother, Father, One. And you see and you acknowledge the divinity in each and every being. That does not indicate or entail that all their actions, all their motivations are of love. Not all beings are consistently and equally in alignment with the love. But I encourage you, because even that is shifting. As more and more of you fly consistently through, and many of you staying on our side of the ascension portal, my friends, it makes it much easier. And I am not suggesting that this has been an easy journey. It has not, particularly for some of you who have taken a harder road, shall we say. So it is with forgiveness. As a child, you were taught subtly and actually that some things are forgiven and forgivable, while others are not. And depending on the nature of your family and societal structure, there have been gradations. Who among you will be the first to pick up a stone? Who among you feels competent to be a judge and jury and even executioner? For there are many forms of execution, are there not? And each of those forms is not only life-destroying, but soul-destroying, soul-quashing. Because what it does is it does not acknowledge the divinity of each being. I am not suggesting that the chaos of the rampant misbehavior upon this planet is to be given allowance. It is not. That is discernment. That is not judgment. When you are in the constant flow of divine forgiveness, forgiving, you do not need to learn. You do not need to access. You do not need to open your heart and leniently allow the misdeed of another. None of that. None of that is about forgiving. Forgiving is about being in the constant flow of the love, the energy, the oneness, the unity of the Mother, Father, all. Now, why is this an important distinction that I wish to bring to your attention right now? Because you have been in this habit as humanity, as Gaians, of turning this faucet on and off and on and off. That is tiring and tedious and not effectual. Why is that? Because, my beloved brothers and sisters, it hurts you. It absolutely hurts you. Sometimes, occasionally, it hurts the other people, structure, institution, group, it matters not, that you are choosing not to forgive or to forgive. But being on the on-off cycle of forgiving hurts you. I am tired of seeing you hurt. I am tired of seeing this pattern that only damages your own sweet self. When you are in the flow of constant forgiving, you are in the flow of alignment with love for yourself, for others, for all. I cannot emphasize enough that this does not mean you are condoning. This does not mean you are giving permission. This does not mean that you have given permission to continue abuse. Of course not. What it means is that you are choosing to be in the flow and alignment of divinity, of yourself and of all. Our mother's forgiveness, our father's forgiveness is infinite and eternal. Now, in other conversations, we have talked about the fact that there is no such thing, place, environment, as hell. That this concept of infinite and eternal punishment, well, it would be ridiculous if it was not so destructive, if it was not so unloving, it would be laughable. What hell is when you think or feel or believe that you are not in the flow of infinite, eternal forgiving. The mother and father, the one, do not turn this faucet off and on. There is nothing, no crime, no behavior, no misstep, however big or however small, that is not brought to infinite mercy and compassion. What you do when you align in infinite forgiving is you take yourself out of the role of judge, of finding fault, of meting out punishment, because that is not of love. And it is not the truth of who you are. Do you say to me, but Lord, there are some things that are unforgivable. What about the devastation of the Jewish people by the Nazis? Forgivable. What about the brutality of war? Forgivable. Understand, during your intergalactic wars, planets, galaxies, were destroyed by beings much like yourself. Do you really think that they were cast into some mythical, flaming inferno? How would that ever be an act of love? And more importantly, yes, more importantly, how would these souls ever evolve, learn, become? Many of you have very clear memories, especially recently, of Atlantis and Lemuria, each of you being on various sides of this undertaking, and sometimes on both sides. devastation is a terrible thing. Make no mistake about it. But when one individual, one person, devastates your heart, your trust, your feelings, your sense of self, it can be just as devastating, just as destructive. Because the ripple effect is like a nuclear explosion implosion. And when one is hurt, the entire collective is hurt. And that is why also it is important for all of you not to activate, I am not here this day, to activate your forgiving. It is already there. You have been denied that knowing. And it is time you recognize that and claimed what is already yours. Like infinite abundance and infinite ability to create infinite joy, eternal fortitude. All of this. Infinite grace. It is all yours. Infinite compassion. It is not something that you need to wait and then activate or buy. It is there. You yearn for it. In fact, you are yearning what is already within you, within your design and your capacity. So simply enter. Feel that you are under one of those wonderful rain shower heads and allow that blessing to flow with you and through you. Now, that does not mean you are throwing away discernment. Let me be very clear about that. Yes, Susie, where do you wish to begin?
Oh, thank you, Yeshi, for joining us. It's been a joy and very enlightening. And I just, you know, it feels as though when we hold on to some negative judgment about something or someone, the source of that judgment lies in the self, inside a memory. It's a good idea to track that like a shaman in order to have clarity and be able to release. Is that not also one of our exquisite innate abilities as humans?
It most certainly is. And many of you, as I have said, are having more and more, not only interdimensional experiences, but you are having a knowingness of the ebb and flow, the totality of your own existence.
Yes.
And in that, you are seeing these, shall we say, recurring patterns, so that when a situation is bringing to the forefront, your term would be triggering, catalyzing you to a point of looking whether you are at this infinite flow of forgiving, then what you are doing is saying, where, when, how.
Right.
So you are tracking it down, locating the occasion, or many, usually for most of you, it is multiple occasions,
right,
where this situation has occurred, and you are letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I am talking about, and this is pertinent to you, sweet Suzanne, why I am talking about being in the flow of forgiving.
Yes.
It is being in the flow that is the key. When you are in the flow, you are not holding on to anything. You are allowing the next blessing to come.
Exactly. Exactly. And if I might add here that the forgiveness, as you've pointed out, it hurts ourselves, okay? It also benefits ourselves to practice forgiveness, not hold on to anything, because once we are free of those particular false grids and all of our false grids, manifesting is becoming really instantaneous and beautiful, and I'm feeling really in alignment. And I just want to say that I just feel like it's one of the delightful rewards of releasing all the false grids, the negativity, the, you know, just holding on to anything.
You are absolutely correct, and let me even go further in this. When you, as you have been, and I don't mean you individually, any of you individually, I mean you collectively, when you have turned on the faucet and off the faucet, and when you have said, well, I am going to sit and think about this or see how I feel about this, or I'm going to decide whether I'm going to forgive you or not, what you are doing is not the harm to another.
Mm-hmm.
It is you are stopping your own flow.
Exactly.
When you say, and I mean this even in forgiving of self, when you stop and you say to yourself, oh, what I did was unforgivable. This is a very popular term, unforgivable.
Yeah.
Well, if the mother, father, one, deems everything forgivable, might I suggest, who the heck are you?
Exactly. Exactly.
So what you are doing is saying to the mother, father, can you stop your flow and blessings right now? I want to take a time out and be miserable. Well, I guess that is your right, but I would also suggest to you, have you not been miserable enough?
Yeah.
The invitation is to joy, is to unity, is to a new earth,
yeah,
and a new way of being.
I'm in.
There have been enough interruptions. You are ready.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. I am. We all are. And we'll do it. We'll just do it. It's perfect. It's time.
It is past time. So stop interrupting the flow. Do not allow yourself to be distracted. You are not giving allowance to bad behavior. You are not giving permission to be injured. You are not saying it is all right to commit mayhem, war, chaos, murder. None of that has divine permission. Those are old human behaviors based on abuse of power, abuse of control, of limiting. That is why when the human beings taught you that you have the right to forgive or not forgive, it was a very subtle form of mass manipulation. You had the power.
Right.
And in fact, it took your power away.
Mm-hmm.
So call the bluff. Call the bluff and be in the infinite flow. Be of compassion. Most certainly be of compassion to understand whether it is an individual or a collective or a multitude or a structure or a system that is an absolute disarray. Understand what is going on. Stand back. Send the energy. Send the course correction, but do not halt the flow.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many blessings that are flowing to this planet directly from the heart of one, from your star brothers and sisters, from the tsunami of one, from the masters, from the archangels, and from each other, that it would be ridiculous to practice this interruption and harm yourself. Stand back. Is this a walk of trust? Yes. Is this a walk of compassion? Yes. It is this knowing, your divine agreement as a collective is and was and continues to be that you would ascend as one. Now, there are many who are choosing to simply leave, that it is too much, and they would rather finish, complete, operate from this side. That is all right. But for those of you remaining upon the planet, you have decided to proceed as one.
That's everyone on the planet right now?
Perhaps not everyone upon the planet right now.
Oh, okay.
Many will choose to leave.
All right.
But the collective agreement, which is still in place, is that you ascend as one. Now, many of you are pathfinders and wayshores, so that is why you have been flowing in and out of the ascension portal, coming back, gathering a few more, bringing them through, coming back, gathering a few more, bringing them through. Like me, you are shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
You are pathfinders and you are shepherds. And some of you have chosen as your job to always go to the back of the herd and bring forth the lost sheep who has wandered. It matters not. It is already in fulfillment. It is already in the process. Claim your birthright of freedom, of liberation, of joy. You have known years ago, the mother has given all of us these gifts of clarity and purity often forgotten, and grace. And this has simply continued to expand. This is what you and the channel were talking about beforehand. The clarity is growing.
Yes.
And you have need to respect that. Not only trust it. Use it. Discern it. Trust it. Yes. But also practice vigilance and wisdom. And wisdom is not necessarily understanding. It goes far beyond that. It means connecting with the wise part of your being in alignment with all. And from there proceeding. You know, they have quoted me in many various ways and said that I forgave those who crucified me, who tortured me, who really embarrassed me. But I didn't. I keyed into the divine forgiveness. When I said, Father, forgive them, I aligned myself in that infinite forgiving, that it didn't matter what was happening. I was free.
That's a beautiful, what do I call it? Metaphor. It's just a shifting of perspective. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not ourselves personally. It's not us personally ever.
No. You allow the divine within you and as one to flow with you, through you, and through that to be you.
Yes.
Because that is the truth of who we all are.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're kind of a little bit over time, which is really okay with me. Thank you for joining us.
You are welcome, my beloved sister, my beloved friend. Go in the infinite flow of forgiving, but also go in laughter, go in love, go in joy.
Yay!
Farewell.
May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. God.